We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
87 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning. Authorities say a 12-year-old boy has accidentally shot himself in Northwest Kansas. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that the boy called 911 around 9:50 a.m. Tuesday, saying he had shot himself and needed help. The post says the child was taken to Phillips County Hospital and then transferred in an ambulance to the larger hospital in Kearney, Nebraska, in critical condition. Air crews could not respond because of storms in the area. Parts of Winfield are again underwater. The Walnut River has prompted the closing of the fairgrounds at Island Park due to flooding. Winfield Police Chief Robbie DeLong tells KSN News it's still short of historic levels.
We've had some flooding in town as well. We've had to shut down a couple city streets that are now open. But, you know, if the rain picks up again, that could become a problem in town as well as down at the fairgrounds.
The water is expected to continue to rise in and around Winfield.
Wichita will change how community events are approved in the future.
The Wichita City Council approved amending the city's code as it pertains to the regulation of community events. The city hopes the new streamlined processes will help get events approved quicker while still providing protections to the city. For example, the city's transit department will be in charge of approving street closures for events. Also, events will be moved to the consent agenda portion of the meeting, where it will allow them to be approved faster. However, should one-third of affected residents object to a planned event, it will come before the city council for a public hearing. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has signed into law a bill that would allow profoundly ill people who have been unable to find relief with pharmaceutical medications to avoid prosecution for possessing certain blends of oil extracted from cannabis plants.
The oils, known as CBD, shielded by the Kansas bill, would be allowed to contain no more than 5% THC, the compound that gives marijuana its high. Known as Claire and Lola's Law, it was pushed by Gwen and Scott Hartley, whose 12-year-old daughter suffers from a medical condition in which a child's brain doesn't fully develop. The condition has also claimed the life of Lola's older sister, Claire, who died in December 2018 at the age of 17. The law goes into effect on July 1st. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Representative Joaquin Castro of Texas is calling for an investigation by Congress and the Justice Department after the fifth death of a Guatemalan child in U.S. custody in 6 months.
Five children are dead on the watch of the United States government during that time. Let that sink in for a minute. This is outrageous, and it's unacceptable.
The Trump administration is asserting that many migrants, particularly children, arrive after a long journey from Central America in poor health. Migrant advocates accuse the administration of trying to deflect blame for mistreatment and poor management.
Feathers fly in the Texas legislature over a bill defending fast food chain Chick-fil-A and its stances on LGBT issues.
The measure was put on the fast track in the state house after San Antonio council members blocked Chick-fil-A from opening a location at the city's airport. Republican supporters of the bill say it's a defense of religious freedom and the right of a business to donate to certain causes without suffering retribution. But opponents predict it will only stoke discrimination against the LGBT community. Some openly gay lawmakers tearfully railed against it on the House floor Tuesday. Republicans say the legislation contains no discriminatory language, and in a tweet, GOP Governor Greg Abbott indicated he'll sign it. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Kicking off one of the busiest travel and holiday weekends of the year, the National Click It or Ticket Seatbelt Enforcement Campaign is underway in Kansas. Chris Bortz is Traffic Safety Program Manager for the Kansas Department of Transportation.
We still have about 15 or 16% of Kansans who do not wear their belts, and that's kind of who we're going to be targeting. Mainly when you look at pickup truck drivers, they're a huge, they have a lot lower belt use rate than everybody else. So once again, that's part of the target audience that we look at.
Technical Trooper Ben Gardner is with the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Then there's individuals that can speak to the benefits of wearing that seatbelt and how it has made a difference for them. and that it kept them in the vehicle, and it reduced the death and injury that could have taken place if they had not worn that seatbelt. That's there to make a difference. That's been tested and studied and engineered to be there for you, but it still takes you to run across your body and make it click.
The annual seatbelt mobilization by law enforcement began Monday and runs for 2 weeks through June 2nd. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We get a break from the rainfall for a while, but it is going to be returning not only tonight and tomorrow, but throughout the rest of the week. Today's high 76 with sunshine. Tonight, clouding up late with a shower or thunderstorm. Our overnight low 62, then off and on rain and thunderstorms Thursday. Tomorrow's high near 80. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, west wind at 6 miles per hour, and 45 degrees. Well, it feels a little less muggy than it has the past few days. Not any rain falling out there this morning. How about that? It can happen. Passengers can sometimes leave something behind in a taxi. But a newborn baby? And as the parents were headed home from the hospital? Well, this is what happened to a pair of new parents in Germany. Police in Hamburg say the couple took a cab from the hospital, and when they got home, they took the newborn's year-old sibling from the car, paid the driver, and said goodbye. It wasn't until the cab pulled off that the dad realized he had said goodbye to both the driver and his newborn. The driver, unaware of his sleeping stowaway, parked in an underground garage to get lunch and only then realized he had the baby after picking up a fare at the airport. After a call to police and a quick checkup by the ambulance crew, the baby was returned to his parents. So apparently this child is... It's a very agreeable child. Was apparently had a nice nap going there. A lot of times when a newborn, you know, they're a little fussy, but this one seems to be like a quiet kid. A North Carolina teacher has been charged with threatening to shoot up her school. A news release from the Orange County Sheriff's Office says Kristen Thompson was arrested yesterday on a felony charge of communicating a threat of mass violence. The sheriff's office says Thompson abruptly resigned Friday from Pathways Elementary School in Hillsboro, Florida, North Carolina. Says other teachers reported that Thompson made threats to shoot up the school. Not a very wise thing to do. I think she was, from what I can tell, the rest of the story, she was disgruntled because she didn't think her contract was going to be renewed. So she was a little upset with everybody. 636 there. She has a concealed carry permit, apparently, but that doesn't allow you to take it to school. 6:37 now. Steve and Ted. And Ted, we got a click it and ticket campaign there. That's I've been conscientiously fastening my seatbelt for well over. I'm going to go back to sometime in the 90s where I got in a habit. So my family and I've been doing that very conscientiously. Of course, today's if you got a modern vehicle, it'll let you know if you haven't buckled up and you're sitting in that seat over there. It'll let you know with a beep or something. But yeah, buckle up. Click it or ticket.
Saves thousands of lives every year.
Now, if you have how many times, I can't tell you the percentage. Maybe the Highway Patrol would know or somebody, because the Highway Patrol tracks fatal accidents so well, so religiously. And just about every time it was a fatal accident, it will say whether they were using restraints or not. You know, a lot of times, not. Especially in a rollover where somebody goes flipping out of the car or the truck, and then you think, well, so they fly out. Well, a lot of times that truck or car just rolls over them then, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. So click it or ticket. We urge you to buckle up. Hey, quick birthday today. Happy birthday to Mike Hill. You know who Mike Hill is?
Yes, I do.
A former sheriff of Sedgwick County. Before that, he was a detective with the Wichita Police Department, and I've known Mike for a good long time, and a heck of a guy. I think he listens to Steve and Ted every morning. I'm sure he's listening right now, drinking his big cup of coffee there and eating pancakes.
Yeah, I ran into him a couple months ago at the baseball stadium press conference.
Yeah, was he there?
Yeah.
Mike is a fellow pioneer. His younger brother Tim was at West when I was there. Tim, I think, has passed away, but I just remember. I didn't know Tim very well, but he was a car nut. I know that. He loved cars. But Mike Hill having a birthday today.
And I've got a birthday, too. My brother Andy is celebrating a birthday today.
All right.
And he is in Bahrain at the moment.
What the heck? What's he doing there?
He's on business with Bell Helicopters.
Yeah, he's got Bell, right?
Yeah, so he's conducting foreign business.
All right. Well, I hope he has a good birthday.
Yeah.
6:39 now, Steve and Ted. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Futures, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs all combined. Selling was the theme of the session on a session that price-moving news was lacking. Now, today at 2 o'clock, we will see the monthly cold storage report. Friday at 2 o'clock is the monthly cattle on feed report. Now, pre-report estimates for the on-feed report is on feed 2.9% higher than a year ago, placements 13.5% higher, and marketing's up 6.6%. Now, on the close yesterday, June cattle, 50 cents lower, 110.85. August feeders down $1.77 at 143 even. And June hogs, $1.65 lower at 90.10. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all made new highs for the week, then sold off those highs with only the corn and the wheat closing positive. And we saw yesterday an announcement that we could see more details as early as Thursday on another round of aid to farmers that are hurt by the trade war with China. This did cause possibly the sell-off we saw take place yesterday in the grain markets. We've seen that continue this morning in some of the grain markets. It's July Casey wheat is now 6 cents lower at 430. July corn 4¾ lower at 389.5. But July soybeans are up a penny and 3/4 at 823¾. July crude oil trading down 56 cents at 62.57. June gold $1.80 higher, $1,275. The June S&P down 9 points at 2,857. June dollar index 4 cents lower at 97.86. And the June Dow Jones futures 65 points lower, trading at 25,810. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, did you ever get an accurate reading on how much rain you got there in Augusta on the 2-day event there, however long it was?
Well, we had a 24-hour period from 11 o'clock Monday to 11 o'clock Tuesday, and I had 5 inches.
Did you really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, Annette, my rain gauge was out there for the entire 2 days, and I got 4 inches over there in Riverside and Wichita. So it wasn't uncommon, I don't think, for people to get 4 or 5 inches in that thing at least.
Right, and there was 6, 7, 8-inch reports, too, that I'm aware of, too. So it was a bad deal. It's kind of nice we're getting a little break here before the next round hits us.
You're going to get some more. But in Augusta, if you help me out, are you on a river tributary over there?
We're surrounded by two rivers. We have the Whitewater on the west side of town. We have the Walnut on the east side of town. We have dikes that protect us from both of them.
Okay, so you got a good dike system over there in Augusta, huh?
Well, it was redone back after the 98 flood because it got breached back then.
Right, right. All right. Okay, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it, sir.
6:42
now. The Prairie Fire Coffee Break now. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Don Grant, the CFP, the money tracker. When does a spouse file for Social Security? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Keep your water heater heating. Stop your faucet from leaking. Just call it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.